Hi, I'm going to read you the story of Tabitha's terrible tummy ache. This is an interactive story, so you're going to want to follow along in the book with the case about Tabitha. When I'm ready for you to turn the page, I'll shake the cat toy. And you'll know that I'm ready to move on to the next one. If I'm moving too fast for you, you can always pause this recording. Okay, get ready for Tabitha's terrible tummy ache. It's Christmas Eve, and Tabitha's cat family is getting ready for the holidays. Part of their tradition involves taking a family photo with Santa. Tabitha is nervous about meeting Santa. She begins to lick and groom herself to make sure she looks her best. Tabitha licks and licks and licks, making sure every tuft of fur is in its proper place. However, Tabitha begins to feel worse, not better. Her tummy is more upset than when she started. Later that day, there's a clump of moist fur in the form of a ball on the floor. It is dark gray in color and the size of a baby carrot. You think it's a hairball. Cats are known to vomit up hairballs. Now it's a quiz. Tabitha has two orange sisters, Sabrina and Glinda. Which kitten do you think threw up the hairball? Oh no, it's Tabitha. Tabitha has thrown up a hairball. How do you feel after you vomit? Do you feel happy, surprised, awesome, confused, sad, mad, frustrated? You can click on the face. Sometimes you have more than one. Most people feel sad and miserable after vomiting. Sometimes they can also be mad or embarrassed. I think this happens when they vomit in front of other people. You find Tabitha curled up in the corner, hiding away from her embarrassing hairball. You make sure to give her lots of pets and tell her, it's okay, that's not your fault. You want to figure out why this happened and how to keep Tabitha healthy. Nobody likes having a tummy ache right before the holidays. Think about how you feel right before a big, exciting day. You might be super excited, but also a little nervous, right? What are some things you do when you're nervous? What might you do to help calm yourself down when you're anxious? Do you brush your hair, play with a fidget toy, bounce your leg, bite your nails? Do something else? Do more than one of these? You can click on the answers that fit you. Anxious cats tend to groom themselves more, which means licking the dirt off their fur and making sure their fur and whiskers are in the right place. Just like when you brush your hair, some hair falls out. Where does that hair go if they don't use a hairbrush? Do you see the sharp spikes on Tabitha's tongue? They look a bit like the bristles on your hairbrush. The spikes collect the loose fur when she grooms herself. Then she swallows the hair. Dogs don't get hairballs very often. Can you think of a reason why that might be true? There's a hint by looking at the pictures. Can you see how the hairbrush looks a little bit like Tabitha's tongue? And that's not true of the dogs, was it? They have a smooth tongue. If you're not sure, go see if you can get a cat or a dog to lick you and you'll feel the difference. Cats and people have similar stomachs. What does the stomach do? Do you remember? Does it start food digestion? Does it absorb vitamins? Does it grind up food? More than one of those? Click the answer you think is right. Yeah, the stomach starts food digestion. The stomach is a part of your body that's in charge of breaking down food into nutrients that the rest of your body can use for energy. This is called digestion. Unless the food is digested, you aren't able to use it as energy. For a silly example, think about what would happen if you rubbed a chicken nugget over your arm. Your arm would get really greasy, but you wouldn't feel any more energized. Your stomach uses special chemicals and movement to break down that tasty chicken nugget into chemicals that the muscles in your arm can use, making you stronger than if you just rub the nugget on your arm. The stomach can't digest everything we eat. Hair is not digestible. This makes sense because we don't eat our hair as food. All the fur Tabitha eats when she grooms herself gathers in her stomach, sitting there and taking up space that could be used by actual food. When Tabitha eats too much hair, the stomach starts to feel upset and it can't do its job because it's too full of hair, not full of food. Tabitha's stomach is constantly talking to the brain and letting the brain know how it's feeling. When the brain hears that the stomach isn't feeling good, it wants to help. The brain talks to itself to figure out what it can do to help. It can help by making the stomach vomit, because this would empty the hairball. Lots of things can make us vomit. Can you identify what these pictures mean? So some of the things that can make us vomit include motion sickness. This could be a car ride, not just a roller coaster. Food poisoning, eating something like a toxin that you're not supposed to eat. Bad smells can sometimes just do it. Eating too much, being really stressed, and being sick with a bug. Which of these could also cause vomiting in our pets, do you think? Pretty much a lot of them. They can get motion sickness. Food poisoning is less common, but it can happen. They can get into toxins. I don't think bad smells bother them as much. They can definitely eat too much, they can be stressed, and they can get sick. Vomiting is when the contents in the stomach are forcefully shot out through the mouth. Before we vomit, we often drool or salivate. Cats do this too. When cats and humans vomit, the muscles around the stomach flex to push the stomach contents up and out. Sometimes we retch or vomit several times before our stomach is empty. You can see a cat's body work hard to vomit. Once the stomach is empty, the stomach talks to the brain and stops the process for vomiting. When you vomit, several things happen. Your diaphragm and stomach muscles squeeze on the stomach. To find your stomach, make a fist and put it under your ribs on the left side. This is where the stomach lives. When you vomit, several things happen. Your diaphragm and stomach muscles squeeze on the stomach. Now for the next part, take a deep breath. Your diaphragm is a muscle that helps your lungs expand and lets you breathe. Suck in your belly button or do a sit-up. You can let your breath out. You are using the same muscles that make your food move up and into your mouth. Tabitha got a hairball from grooming herself too much. Which things might help keep Tabitha from vomiting in the future? Could we feed Tabitha more milk? Give Tabitha hairball medicine, help Tabitha be less anxious, or brush her regularly. You can click more than one. Regular brushing helps so Tabitha doesn't have loose hair. This means she doesn't swallow as much hair. If we can keep Tabitha less anxious, she probably won't groom more than is really needed. Perhaps brushing can make her feel better. Then we have helped in two ways. There are medications and foods that can help hairballs slide down the intestines and out with the poop, so we could give her those. Milk might give her diarrhea and make her feel even worse. We think cats want to drink milk, but they actually can't digest milk, so it can cause diarrhea. After being brushed and given hairball treatment, Tabitha was able to put on her cute Christmas outfit and take a picture with her cat family after all. Santa even left Tabitha and her siblings some cat toys and special cat food to prevent hairballs. Tabitha and her family wish you a happy holiday. Thank you for listening.